I opened up this morning with a point of view on what business is today. It was a being best of breed in the market and managing a portfolio of risks. It could be simply consistency of service to a customer. It could be your actual classic risks in terms of finance and loans and managing them. But it is managing that portfolio and making some choices as an organisation of how you actually optimise those. That's a personal view. I quite like it, and I think it fits quite nicely with the agenda today in the marketplace. Clive Longbottom from Quocirca. I'm not a classicist, so apparently you can pronounce it a number of ways. Some takeaways I got from him, he took a broad view and in some ways really emphasised the fact that budgets have been allocated towards risk and governance of the 30% mark, which I said I'd read. I was thinking that survey was probably a bit light. By the time I come to the end of his presentation, I was thinking that's probably more than 30% of budgets being allocated. COA, a compliance-orientated architecture, was a new one for me. I know some of you in the audience quite liked that concept. Certainly something to think about, particularly when new projects, new services are being built. How do you get that piece fit into that into the dialogue? The starting point, probably a warning for us all, probably. We've seen it in many projects, just do this and we'll get over this hurdle. Starting point is very often from a security perspective. And very often he was very clear to us in saying that if you start from that agenda, it can quite easily go to a dead end. You never actually get the full potential out of what you could have done by taking a compliance, full compliance view rather than a security view on the issue or the implementation. And a final point that Clive made, which I quite liked, was security compliance was a bit of an enabler. If you were to actually think about it a little deeper than actually getting to the end of the project cycle, you could probably maximise it to get more out of it than you would do traditionally.